Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's March 15, 2023. I'm Benjamin, and we are doing Divinely Directed tonight. That's where we show up and start as usual with the sacred container and embodied awakening, and then we just relax and let the divine have its way with us, which is always wonderful. I want to thank everyone who I see on the live call here right now. So hello to Carmen, Deanna, Eric, Fran, Laura, another Laura. Marie, I don't recognize your name, so if you're here for the first time, welcome. Patricia, Phyllis, James, and is there someone else? Jeannie just popped in. Welcome, everybody. So thanks you all for being here. And I always request when we're doing energetic events that you give us your full and undivided attention. That's because we're co-creating the energetic field, and if you're fully present with us and not trying to do something else at the same time, it creates a lot better field. So please, whether you're live or on the recording, please do that. Even on the recording, you are co-creating with us in the magical space of the Akashic Records where our recordings are held energetically. However, if you need to leave early, that's not a problem. Just ask the allies, ease me out of the field, please, and they'll ease you out, and you'll be able to leave without disrupting anything. All right, let me just double check my tech here, make sure everything looks good. All righty. So let's go ahead and start. This event will probably last around an hour, give or take a bit. So that's normal for Divinely Directed. So take a moment and just become aware of how you feel in your body. And then add any awareness you may have of how your energy feels in and around you. And feel all that at the same time. You're just getting a baseline. It's just perfect as it is for starters. Ooh, already some sweet energy. We're going to have a good night. I can tell already. So as I call the directions of the Mesa, and then I call in our beloved allies, and you may not recognize all the beings I call, but they're all of high vibration and benevolent intent. They're all here only to help us. Just relax. And if you feel energetic shifts happening, just feel them passively. Let them be done for you. If you don't feel that, just feel your breath come and go passively. Either way, the more passive you are, the better this tends to work. Fran asks, will it affect the energy if my neighbors are having a loud party? Not if you're doing your best to focus on us. Just put your attention on us and not the party, and that should be good. It might help if you happen to have headphones, Fran, that can like give the sound over the headphones, maybe block the sound of the party a bit. That would be great. But if not, just do your best to focus. Okay, good question. And if I yawn, it's not because I'm tired. It's yawning is a form of energetic release. Okay, so you all just relax. I'm going to call the directions and bring in the allies. Pachamama Mama Kia. We're a coach in tea. We chi. Yep, it's feeling sweet already. To set myself up, I call in my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, and service to other fourth density or higher consciousness. Thank you. We all call Spirit Song's higher self, Ama, the hugging saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Williams, Apu Mount Washington, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, anyone who wishes to call in any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, let's take a moment to let those come in now. Call them in if you'd like to. Okay, feels wonderful. Thank you. Just take a moment to feel how your energy feels now. Mine feels a lot better. Just see if you feel a difference already just from having brought in the allies and created our sacred container. Alrighty. Okay, next up, we call in our own embodied awakening so that we can have the best possible experience once we get to the actual divinely directed part. This is, of course, where you simply invite your higher self to merge with you in your physical body. And this only happens to the greatest extent that serves highest good. So there's no danger of overwhelm. If you don't like what's happening, you can just put your ego right back in the driver's seat and your divine will step right out and leave you alone. So it's perfectly safe to try and fully reversible if for any reason you don't care for it. So if you'd like to do this, repeat after me now, speaking to your higher self. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go and just become completely passive. Just relax and let that beautiful divine energy come to you. It's kind of like you're a sponge. It's water. It's just going to soak right in. Here's things that it's helpful not to do during this process. I recommend you do not use effort or willpower to try to make anything happen. Don't fight anything that's happening. Please don't deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just relax, be passive, and let the energy come to you. If at any point you get distracted, that's okay. Just let that distraction keep moving in the background if it wants to, but return your attention to feeling energy, or if you can't feel the energy, just feel your breath come and go, however it wants to. And finally, if you want to fine-tune a bit, use the least amount of effort that allows you to feel energy or breath. And you might even try no effort at all, zero. If it's zero effort, you can feel what's going on, stay at zero. If you need just a bit of effort to feel that, just bring in only as much effort as you really need to feel that. The less effort needed to maintain awareness, the better. Getting that just minimum effort level leaves maximum space for your higher self to help you out. The way you'll know you've hit embodied awakening is when all the following is true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Again, that's no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. It's just literally doing itself. That's how the higher self is, and if it's merged with you, then that will be your human experience as well. Without even trying. So if you've already hit that, just relax and enjoy it for a bit. Nowhere to go, nothing to do for the moment. If you're not quite there, stay as passive as you can, because like I said, ego effort, trying to make it happen is completely counterproductive with this technology. You have to be passive and let it come to you. So you will discover if you're using these invocations that you just need to call it in. That's the only active thing you do. The rest is just passive awareness. The fields are getting really sweet. I am blessed to be able to feel the overall vibe of the group, which actually includes the people who do it later on the recording, which is most members. About 90% of members don't even do live calls. They just do the archive recording. I feel you guys too. I feel like we got good stability. Now, you don't have to be all the way into embodied awakening to proceed. Awakening is kind of like a dimmer switch, all the way from none to every shade of in between to all the way to fully on. So wherever you're at is fine. So we are ready to have the divine direct. Beautiful divine allies, we're so glad you're here. So glad that we can be in communion with you here. So allies, we ask that each person in this event, live or on the recording, now receive whatever experience serves their highest good, whether that be a deeper awakening, whether that be a healing of some kind, some other kind of experience, whatever it is. We know, allies, you are very wise and very perceptive, and you will give that experience to each person. Thank you for doing that. Now to you humans, your job now is to relax and receive. The energy is starting to come in, and based on what I'm feeling, there's going to be some healing on the front end for some of us. So my job is to empathically feel the overall thing that's happening to the larger group, and I will describe that. However, your experience might be different. If that's the case, please do not use any effort to match my description. Let your experience be exactly what it is. Remain as passive as possible and try to release preference around whether you're having some blissful ecstasy moment or whether you're in a challenging healing process. They're both valuable. And if you are in a challenging healing process, it's just clearing stuff away so you can get that next wonderful awakening. So either way, it's good. So again, to the best of your ability, relax and be with whatever comes up. We've seen over and over, trying to control the experience with ego is counterproductive. Just relax, trust that these allies know better than you do, better than your human self, what you need most. And your passivity allows them to give it to you. That's why it's divinely directed. So please relax and just, you're on the roller coaster, so settle in for the ride. If you are in a healing process, your body may want to do things, including it might shake or vibrate or tremble. You might cry or make sound of some kind. You might want to get up and move around, stomp your feet, shake your hands, dance around, whatever your body wants to do, please allow that if you possibly can. Because your body is so smart, it knows how to release trauma. It knows how to let that heavy stuff go. And you would be so wise to allow it to do that if you possibly can. To be granted, there are some times when a healing is still and silent, and that's fine too. Don't be a drama queen for the hell of it, as I love to say. Just let the process unfold as it wants to. I used to resent the fact that my body shakes and trembles a lot. And I just sort of, okay, if that's what it does, it's what it does. It's all good. Whoa, the energy just shifted in an interesting way. Yep, I'm feeling quite a bit of healing energy in the field. So many of us at least are getting some good healing juju now. Heavy energy of whatever kind, emotional, physical, mental, whatever, getting stirred up. And when that flushes, it'll often go out through the hands or the feet. It can leave other ways as well. Just let it exit in whatever way it naturally wants to. Sometimes it just stays right where it is and transmutes to love and light. And that's good too. Sometimes both things happen at the same time. You never know. So again, don't try to control that. Just relax and notice what's happening. Just be the passive witness of this process. Leaving space for this vast divine intelligence to give you what you need, whether you knew about it or not. Ooh, a sweet energy just vibrated in. Yeah, it's very blissful. My sense is this is like, for many of us, a post-healing vibe. And I talk about the great onion of consciousness a lot, where that dark onion layer is what stands between your human self and your higher self. And as that layer peels off, the light shines through to your human self a little more easily, and there's a corresponding uptick in your awakening. So I'm feeling that now, which means many of us are getting that experience. I'm also starting to notice there's the beginning of the group blending, where some of us at a higher level beyond our human self are merging in with others. And this is a high level where it's all merged up anyway. It's like, you know, consciousness soup or puree. And there's no privacy up there, nothing to hide, no secrets to be revealed. So that part of you can just relax and merge with the other beautiful beings who are here. It's happening for all of us, but not all of our human selves are aware of it. So if you're not feeling that, don't worry about it. When you get awake enough, that'll start happening automatically. And if it's not happening in your awareness, that's perfectly fine. Just work with what you got. No matter how awake you are, there's always another amazing level waiting on you as soon as you're ready for it. Another nice vibrational shift right there. Yeah, the group's doing really well. I'm really impressed with how all of you, live or on the recording, are really doing a great job relaxing, just allowing the energy to run itself, setting aside that part of you that wants to control and make stuff happen, and giving that part a break and just relaxing, letting things happen as the divine orchestrates. Yep, there's a vibrational shift right there. The allies would like me to sing a song. All right. I'm going to briefly mute my mic so I can tune my guitar, and then I'll turn it back on when it's time to play this thing. So when I sing in our events, it's not to perform. This is about moving energy. So just relax and be with the music as one of the energetic stimuli you're getting.
Entusiastica infinita, se bagna la sestra ita mamma. Entusiastica infinita, se bagna la sestra ita mamma. Agua de luz, agua de estrellas. Pachamama vienes del cielo, agua de luz y cuatro estrellas. Pachamama vienes del cielo. Limpia corazón, agua brillante, sana, sana, sana corazón, agua bendita, calma, calma, calma corazón, agua del cielo, mamá. En tus ojos de guay infinita se bañan las estrellitas, mamá. En tus ojos de guay infinita se bañan las estrellitas, mamá. Agua de luz y cuatro estrellas, Pachamama vienes del cielo, agua de luz y cuatro estrellas, Pachamama vienes del cielo. Limpia, limpia, limpia corazón, agua brillante, sana, sana, sana corazón, agua bendita, calma, calma, calma corazón, agua del cielo, mamá. En tus ojos de guay infinita se bañan las estrellitas, mamá. Ojos de guay infinita se bañan las estrellitas, mamá. Agua de luz y cuatro estrellas, Pachamama vienes del cielo. Agua de luz y cuatro estrellas, Pachamama vienes del cielo. Limpia corazón, agua brillante, sana, sana, sana corazón, agua bendita, calma, calma, calma corazón, agua del cielo, mamá. En tus ojos de guay infinita se bañan las estrellitas, mamá. En tus ojos de guay infinita se bañan las estrellitas, mamá. Agua de luz y cuatro estrellas, Pachamama vienes del cielo. Agua de luz, agua de estrellas, Pachamama vienes del cielo. Limpia, limpia, limpia corazón, agua brillante, sana, sana, sana corazón, agua bendita, calma, calma, calma corazón, agua del cielo, mamá. Calma corazón, agua del cielo, mamá. Calma corazón, agua del cielo, mamá.
Energy is feeling nice. Just continue relaxing and staying open to whatever comes down the pike, whether it's challenging or blissful or whatever. Just know that these allies absolutely have your best interest going. We'll be giving you exactly what serves your highest good. Energy's getting really sweet now, at least in my experience. As a reminder, don't try to match my description. If your experience is different, go with it. You're getting your own customized, perfect experience, so go with whatever it may be. As the third Chinese patriarch of Zen famously said, the way is not difficult for those who have no preferences. So I can feel the group vibe wanting to move in a sweet direction. I'm also feeling some resistance to that. So please double check yourself. Is there any ego trying to make something happen? Is there a preference trying to exert itself here? If you're detecting any trace of that in yourself, then I invite you to just try letting that go and just opening to whatever actually is happening. Oh, I'm shifting already. Well done. And remember, I can feel you even if you're on the recording. Yeah, that took care of it. Well done. We're co-creating this, as I said earlier, and every one of us makes a difference in each moment. So just do the best you can to be fully present, just as if you were right here in the room with me. Do your best to relax that part of you that wants to make stuff happen and control things. And just relax into the part of you that knows it's perfect just as it's unfolding. Learning how to relax and let the divine run things is a massive step forward in the path to awakening. And the path to many more awakenings beyond that. There's a new energy coming in that I'm feeling. It feels kind of sweet and intense all at the same time. Just relax into that or whatever else you might be experiencing right now. It feels like some healing energy is coming into the field. So whatever they're stirring up, just be willing to feel it completely with no filter. Since we're in this powerful healing container, whatever's coming up, if you really feel it all the way, You have a chance to heal that thing once and for all. Or at least the part of it that's coming into awareness. One beautiful thing about invocations for healing, as we're doing here as part of the gig, is that you'll never get more than you can handle. There are some healing approaches that say you have to titrate the trauma and only feel X percent of it. And in an ego-driven process, that is important. But in this process, which is divinely directed, the divine will only bring up as much of that unpleasantness as you can work with it at a time. So when you're letting the divine bring it up, you can be 100% unfiltered with whatever comes up and be perfectly safe. It will not overwhelm you. Your higher self knows better than that. It's only going to give you as much of that challenging energy as you can do. Whoa, new energy coming in. That's an intense vibration in the body. So the shake-up ran for a bit, and now I'm feeling a flush of heavy energy out the hands and feet. Again, your mileage may vary, but if something like that happens to you, just let it flush it up, shake it up, flush it out, transmute it, whatever it's doing, just allow. A good healing round, well done, is always followed by a deeper awakening and more profound euphoria. No waiting around for the reward. It comes right on the heels of the healing experience. And of course, lots of downstream benefits from then on. Now I'm feeling some pretty strong bliss. Again, I'm feeling some resistance as well. So again, check yourself. Are you fully opening to whatever's happening, or is a part of you fighting or resisting or trying to control? I invite you once again, if there's any such resistance in the field, just relax, surrender, open, chill out. Oh, it's feeling better. Well done. Yeah, that's an easy thing to jump into. But in this context, it's not helpful. So thank you very much for relaxing and just letting whatever needs to happen, happen. As the divinely directs exactly what each of us needs. It was interesting. Now the divine is wanting to ease us into a higher dimension, and it feels like there are some who are resisting even that. Crazy as that sounds, but just feel yourself. Is there a part of you that for any reason doesn't want you to expand into this higher awakening, into this deeper euphoria or bliss? If so, just say to that part, hey, let's just try it. If we don't like it, we can go right back to how things are. We can always reverse it, but let's just try it and see if we like it. And having said that, turn your attention to this budding euphoria. It's just latent, it's just starting, but it's kind of paused. And just allow yourself to feel it. Completely no filter. Oh yeah, now it's opening. Just relax. Again, don't push it. Don't try to make it happen. Effort doesn't work here. Passive allowing is our best approach with how we do things here in Awakening Plus most of the time. Oh yeah, now we got it. Now it's opening. Well done. And the crazy thing is even one person resisting can slow down the whole group. That's why I make such a big deal. Please be fully present with us. Do only this. Give it your best shot. And just do your best. You don't have to do it perfectly. There is no perfect down here. Just do the best you can. Oh, yeah, that's feeling good now. Oh, yeah. I'm feeling a lot of brain bliss, full body bliss. See if you don't feel now more like an energy being than a physical being. Mm-hmm. Now we're cooking. Mm-hmm. Some very nice shifts of consciousness are happening. Well done, folks. Just relax into it. I'm once again noticing that higher blending of many of us. For some, that'll be all they experience. For some, all they experience is the individual self having an experience. Some are going to feel both at the same time without effort. Whatever your experience is perfectly fine. Just go with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's feeling better and better. Well done, everybody. The divine's calling up another song, so I'm going to get that queued up here.
Dr. Pika, nay, 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 amutari-di-di-di, Banco Runa, tri-di-di-di, Mamun Kuna, tri-di-di-di, Chuya, Chuya, tri-di-di, Humpy Kui, nay, 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 Pachamama, di-di-di-di, Sweetu Pacha, Nichi Kanki, Lay da 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 da, lay da 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 da. Doctor Pika, nay 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 nay, Amuta di 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 di. Banco Runa, try da da da. Mamman Kuna, try da da da. Chuya chuya, try da da. Humpy Kui, nay 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 nay. Pachamama di 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 di, Sweetu Pacha Nichi Kanki, Tri da 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 da, Tri da 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 da. Dr. Pika, nay 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 nay, Amuta di 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 di. Mamman Kuna, try dai dai dai. Banco Runa, try dai dai dai. Chuya chuya, try dai dai. Humpy Kui, nai 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 nai. Pachamama, di 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 di. Sweetu Pacha, Nichi Kanki. Try dai 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 dai. Try dai 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 dai. Dr. Pika, nay, 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 Amuta, di, 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 Banco Runa, try, di, 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 Mamman Kuna, try, di, 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 Chuya, Chuya, try, di, di, Humpy Kui, nay, 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 Pachamama, di, 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 Sweetu Pacha, Nichi Kanki, Tray day 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 day. Dr. Pika, nay 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 nay, Amuta di 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 di. Banco Runa, tray day day day. Mamman Kuna, tray day day day. Chuya chuya, tray day day. Humpy Kui, nay 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 nay. Pachamama di 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 di, Sweetu Pacha Nichi Kanki, Tri da 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 da, Tri da 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 da. Dr. Pika, nay 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 nay, Amuta di 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 di, Mamman Kuna, Tri da da da, Banco Runa, Tri da da da. Chuya chuya try day day, Humpy Kui nay 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 nay, Pachamama di 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 di, Sweetu Pacha Nichi Kanki, try day 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 day, try day 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 day. Dr. Pika nay 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 nay, Amuta di 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 di. Banco Runa, try, 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 try. Mamman Kuna, try, 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 try. Chuya, chuya, try, try, try. Humpy Kui, nay, 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 nay. Pachamama, di, 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 di. Sweetu Pacha, Nichi Kanki. Try, 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 try. Try, 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 try. Dr. Pika, nay, 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 Africa, di, 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 di. Banco Runa, try, 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 try. Mamman Kuna, try, 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 try. Chuya, chuya, try, try, try. Humpy Kui, nay, 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 Pachamama, di, 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 di. Sweetu Pacha, Nichi Kanki. Da 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 da
da, 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 da. Some shake it up energies coming in. Just relax and let it shake out whatever it is that you don't need to be carrying around in your energy field anymore. This type of healing goes to the spiritual root of whatever the challenge is. And once the spiritual root's been pulled, whatever symptoms were caused by it, whether they're physical or emotional or mental, tend to fade out. Whoa, big shift right there. That's an intense vibratory field for sure. So relax into that intensity the best you can. Just be with it. Just relax into it the best you can. And once again, if your experience is different, just go with whatever you are experiencing. Now I'm getting a nice full body feeling. I'm also sensing that many of us are being kind of reintegrated back into our physical bodies if we've been elsewhere. It's possible that they're starting to wrap this whole thing up. Maybe they're shaking out some last little bits of blockaged energy. Make room for the incoming higher frequency. Just allow that to happen if it wants to. So if you feel energy coming into your body and wanting to light it up, do your best to allow that. Once again, I'm feeling some resistance in the field. So a good practice when there's resistance is just to put your attention on the resistance 100%. Just blend with it without doing anything about it. And just be with it for a moment till you really feel, you have a really clear experience of that resistant energy on a feeling level. And then when you really feel like you're there with it, just drop to no effort at all. Go to absolute zero. And more often than not, when you do that, that resistance drops down to zero with you and the energy can move again. And that feels like what just happened here. Well done. Yeah, see if your body doesn't feel a lot more like energy than flesh. An outside observer would still see the same old body as always, but when you become more spiritually conscious, Your perception of reality shifts. It feels more like energy, less like the illusion of solid matter. So I'm feeling pretty comfortably settled back in my body. See if that's true for you. Allies, thank you for this beautiful experience today. We now ask that the good medicine that has been created here now be shared with all other beings whose highest good it will serve. Thank you. So all we humans have to do is relax and allow, and you may have a feeling of energy just flowing out beyond you. And as I requested, the allies are now sharing this good medicine with all other beings whose highest good it will serve. And all you, the human, have to do is just relax and not get in the way. Be passive. Please do not visualize. Do not send. Please, the more passive you are, the easier it's going to be for these allies to do it in a way that no human ever could. They're just better at this stuff than we humans are. So just relax and let them do it really, really well. So see if you don't feel a little different now, maybe better for having allowed that energy to flow out to other beings. Let's see if you don't feel a bit different. Here's the trick. The universe has an infinite supply of energy. When you share the good medicine with others, it does not in any way deplete your own stock of it. In fact, it increases your stock, because when you're generous with others, the divine is generous with you, and it pulls on some of that infinite supply and broadcasts a bunch of it out to other people and gives you a little extra for good measure. So sharing the good medicine with others is good for everybody. And see if that doesn't feel true to you right now based on your own energetic experience. Just check in. Well done, everybody. Allies, anything further for highest good before we close? Nope, we're good. So I'm going to call the directions and close the container, and then we'll open up for any questions or comments you may have.
After I yawn.
Pachamama. Manakiya Virakocha Inti Kwichi. Thank you, allies. So beautiful. Thank you, thank you. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this, live or on the recording, allies, please stay with that person for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate, and to whom? Whew. That formally closed the container. If you got to go, that's okay. We just closed. If you want to hang around, and if you're on the live call, ask a question, make a comment. You can do that by unmuting yourself. Let me make sure that's available. All right. I just allowed unmuting. So anyone on the live call can just click that mic icon and talk. And if you'd rather type in the chat, that's fine too. However you prefer to communicate, the floor is open. And if no one is communicating, we can just relax and enjoy the sweet energy. Phyllis, hi.
Benjamin and Phyllis.
Hi.
Hi. Just wanted to say that that was absolutely beautiful. It was so filled with light. And the interesting thing was at the end, when you kind of shifted the energy, it went, I had so much light around my head and my upper body, but then it went into my heart.
Ooh.
It's when you were sending the energy out or something, I could feel the energy shift downward and into my heart.
Beautiful.
It was lovely. So thank you.
Well, you know, you were one of the people that we're being sent to. We send to all beings whose highest good it would serve. So maybe you got a little extra dose right then. That's fabulous.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you.
Thanks for the great feedback, Phyllis. I appreciate it. James just typed, thanks, Benjamin. I was vibrating very nicely at times. Have to go. Thanks again. Thank you so much, James. I'm glad you keep showing up here. Always glad to see you here. Fran, I'd love to know what your experience was with the loud music going on with the neighbors. If you want to share a little feedback on what your experience was with that. Anybody else with a question or comment? Fran says, they went quiet right after we started. Until then, I just let it go in the background, like outside of the container. Well done, Fran. That's so convenient that they quieted down as we got going. Hey, Vivian.
Hi. Trying to find a way to say.
Oh, she went away. Oh, there you are. Hi.
Hi. Hello. I've had guests, so it hasn't been so great opportunity to join recently.
Okay.
I was really grateful for this. Working at a university at the moment with a large multicultural group of students learning counselling. And I've had some concerns, if not anger, about the manner of which they've been greeted and things haven't been organized around safety, etc. Bit the same with the art therapy department, where they haven't appointed people to take rather pivotal kind of responsibilities. So I've been a bit running to catch up and try to make sure that the boundaries of my own work are secure and, you know, well held. So
that's important.
Yeah, so I feel that there was a lot of help for me to move through some of that energy. This group of 14-15 that I have as a small processing group is actually major trauma, and it's beginning to come up.
Wow.
So some of what we're doing here, I think, is reaching into that field and beyond as well. So it goes along places. So thanks.
Beautiful. So glad that that's happening.
Yeah, just coming back to quiet presence is what's needed for me. So thank you.
Yeah. Good. Thank you. That's beautiful feedback, Vivian. Thanks for doing such important work to help people work with trauma.
Well, it's just making safe enough places that people can actually share what's going on, really.
Yeah, that container is so important. Thank you. Brian typed, so divine and blissful, eternal thanks to all, continued blessings. Thank you, Brian. You always type such sweet things in the chat. Anyone else have a question or comment? Hmm. Ooh, the energy just shifted in a really sweet way. Thank you, allies, for doing that. All right, so today is March 15. Tomorrow night, if you can join us live on the 16th, we're going to do community support at 8 p.m. EDT. So join us if you can. That's not recorded, but it's here to be a safe space, a good container for folks to come together from Awakening Plus and help each other out a little bit. Or just chat, whatever we choose to do. All right, so super grateful to everyone. Vivian says, when is daylight saving with you? Well, if it helps right now, it's 9:08 p.m. So you'll have to do the math for Australia. Yeah, Fran typed, I am beginning to feel the energy shifts, and then you say it shifted. Good. Yeah, that's the why I narrate a lot, because a lot of people give me feedback over the years that it's, you know, they're, am I feeling that or am I imagining that? And then when I'm actually talking about it as they're feeling it, it gives them greater confidence that they're perceiving correctly. So fortunately, I have a lot more people say that my commentary is helpful than people who say, would you shut up and be quiet? So I continue to narrate to help folks out like that. Jeannie says, too blissed to talk, a bunch of hearts. Thank you all. Thank you. Yes, Vivian, we did go to daylight savings time just over the weekend. So we went an hour earlier. So, and we're on it now. So, you know, whatever your time was about an hour ago is when we start. Yeah. I wish they'd just leave the time alone, but it is what it is. Okay. Thank you, everyone. Again, can never say enough how grateful I am that all you beautiful people show up. Glad when new folks show up. Glad when the regulars show up and help hold the container. Glad when the new folks show up and help hold the container. It's all good. Many blessings, all and all, one and all. Sorry, I'm stumbling a bit on my words tonight, but super grateful that you're here, and please join us again soon. Live or on the recording, your choice. Good night.